Here he is, your host for the most explosive podcast on YouTube, the YouTube Cruiserweight Champion, Jay Nitro!
What's going on, guys? So before we get started with this interview, I would like to give a brief shout out right now to everybody that's listening, whether you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever the case may be. Thank you for listening in. And now, my interview with Mr. Brad Washington. Here. All right, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the 100% Real Podcast. You can hear this on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasting fix. But today I have here with me one of my mentors, my big brother, Mr. Brad Washington. How are you doing, sir?
What's going on, man? How's it going, Jay Nitro? I'm going to call you Jay Nitro. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. How are you staying safe through this COVID era right now?
It's been rough, man, but I've been staying safe. I think I've really been doing a good job of taking care of myself, taking care of my body and my mental space. You know, I've been doing a lot of running, and I've really been I was eating decent, but I've been getting where I used to be.
Yeah.
Clean and stuff. So, you know, even when I wasn't eating the best, I still had a really good immune system. So I haven't been affected. My parents haven't been affected. My brother hasn't. So I'm like really, really glad.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah. I've been doing good. You know, work, That's been going good. I'm coming up on 4 years in August.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. I'm proud of myself for that. Right. I've been staying safe through this COVID era myself. So as you know, I have a compromised immune system, so I'm high risk. So that goes without saying, man. I haven't caught COVID at all. So I'm blessed, and my family members in the house and outside of the house have not catched COVID. So I'm like I said, I'm blessed that, you know, everybody is staying safe and everything like that.
I'm glad for you.
Yes, sir. So we're gonna dive on in here. So when we were at Windsor, you had this this program with Monday meeting, text Tuesday, and all those other kinds of days. How did you come up with that?
Honestly, man, it's something that just happened. You know, with that group that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you remember. They were actually like really like kind of like all over the place.
Yeah.
First year. And I came in with the mentality that I was just going to go and straighten them out. But believe it or not, like that entire year really changed how I see like working with kids and, you know, staff and all of that. And I think it started with Tuesday actually, because they were doing so well. And I said, well, I'm gonna let Tuesday be the day and I'm gonna like give them rewards of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked backwards, and then we did Monday meeting. And then I said, well, Wednesdays can be the days when we work on communication. What could be the way for that? And I said, okay, that could be winning Wednesday, because that's how we win in life, through social skills and communication. And I said, well, to complete it Thursday, we could do things. We was already doing it.
Yeah.
Then like, you know, when you asked me about the name just came. I said, okay, tell us for Thursday. And it really kind of took off, you know, with you and me and Alicia and Danielle and Joyce. And those last 2 years at Windsor, man, the best 2 years I've ever been at. Seriously. any capacity. I still think about it to this day.
That's crazy. I never really looked at it like that. Mm-hmm. I know your favorite artist is Kanye West. Yes. I know that for a fact.
Yes, he is.
How did Kanye kind of motivate you to kind of do the stuff that you do like throughout the day?
You know, that's actually a really good question. One thing I wish people would understand about like people like Kanye West, I'm not just saying it as hyperbole, like seriously, Kanye West is really a genius in a lot of this stuff. And Kanye really changed the parameters of music from hip hop to R&B to pop, not only as a rapper and an artist, but as a producer. And he really, you know, I listen to albums like Yeezus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeezus really pushed the boundaries of music. And so did My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. That really pushed the boundaries of music. So whenever I try to do stuff, I really try to push the boundaries of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Tax Tuesday is very unconventional. Monday meetings are very unconventional too. But, you know, some things that we were doing where we were, you know, letting the kids run the meetings and we were letting the kids, you know, run the homework times on Tax Tuesday.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And, you know, Fridays for you, the kids loved it, but they knew that they had to earn it.
Yeah.
So I was coming up with different ways, like every day, man. If you ever saw me walking around on a notepad, I was just coming up with different ideas and stuff, or some stuff that we could do as a club, you know, not just, mm-hmm. You or Mr. Leach or whoever. So Kanye really has influenced me a lot because I see what he does. Everything he does is pushing the boundaries. And I do kind of see myself kind of like an artist where I just like pushing, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I know your favorite sports team is the Patriots, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not gonna say that's not my favorite sports team, but I do look up to Bill Belichick a lot.
That's what it is.
Yeah. How you know I look up to Belichick?
You talked about him all the time.
Ha!
All the time.
Was it really all the time?
It was. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'd say all the time.
Man, Belichick is the greatest coach in the history of football, man. Nobody organizes teams and stuff like that like Belichick. And I actually, like, one of the mantras we had, you know, starting with that third grade group,
mm-hmm.
was making sure everybody knew that there was no one person that was more important.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think, like, teachers and staff kind of get that twisted, where sometimes they show favoritism to certain students or group of students. And I didn't want to do that. You know, everybody's the same. Of course, not everybody's going to be treated the same per se because everybody's different, but you know, everybody's on the same playing field. If one person misbehaves, that person will get their appropriate consequence. And if the second person misbehaves, they'll get their appropriate.
Yeah.
It's important to really set that tone like that because then students will really see that you don't have any favorites and you really just care about everybody doing well. And that's something Bill Belichick was really like, it's really good at actually. So yeah. I do love Bill Belichick.
So whenever I first came to Windsor, mm-hmm. and I started, being with Boys and Girls Club, what was your reaction to whenever I first started?
I was glad for you to come on board, but honestly, man, you were a really big part of the stuff that we did. You know, you really did a great job of building relationships and making things fun for the kids. And you actually, whether you know it or not, you kind of also helped shift how I see stuff because you, when you would do your music Fridays, you made it an experience. You turned it into talent shows and you turned it into dance battles and the kids loved it. And at first, you know, like I said, you know, and I kind of was going in there. I was like, you know, be the disciplinarian. What I say goes, I'm the adult. And with that, it really changed with that. And, you know, when you were doing your things, it made me really realize, like, this isn't supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be fun. We have to put in the work first, but this is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be about what you guys want to do. So yeah, some Friday, as you see, I would say, what do y'all want to do? We want to stay in the cafeteria. Okay. Instead of it being about what I want to do, we're probably going outside or going to the gym. I'm like, we're going to stay with Mr. Glenn. Okay. Is your stuff cleaned up? Yes. Did I have any reports about your behavior, your homework? No. Okay. Stay. And I was like, oh, and then they loved it. So for sure. I took my ego out. They helped me take my ego out of stuff. I don't think I had an ego problem before, but it made sure that I didn't have one.
Yeah. Not for you on that one.
Yeah, so that's actually a good question to ask.
I know when I first started doing like the talent shows and everything like that, a lot of the kids were like, all right, let's do this. This is something we've never really done before. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't sure if you guys were doing it before I came or not.
We never did it.
Really?
No. If you notice, Glenn, like that last year, that 1920 year, kids used to cry going home.
For sure.
I never seen that before. And that's why I said, like when I look back on those last 2 years, I used to love going to work. I used to couldn't wait to leave my job. Like, I liked my job. I couldn't wait to leave just to go back to Windsor, you know?
Sure.
Because it just was, and like I would tell my kids, man, something that is going to happen once, but probably not going to happen again. So we really got to like really cherish it. I'm glad we did, even though the shutdown came and, you know, took the school year away. I'm glad we did.
Yeah, even like with when I started bringing my PlayStation in, that was unheard of for some like a Boys and Girls Club staff or even a teacher at that to bring a game system and let the kids play it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think my reason for doing that was because, you know, when I was at Windsor coming up, when Windsor Cares was around, we didn't have that. We just went outside and stayed in the cafeteria all day. Mm-hmm. We didn't have access to the gym. We couldn't do like dodgeball and stuff like that. We were always in the cafeteria and outside. That was it. But then I realized, I was like, okay, hold up. We need to do something a little different. And I think with that being kind of like that part for, was it Tuesdays and Fridays, I think it was?
Mm-hmm.
Like that part alone helped build bonds and relationships and communication at all at the same time without even really knowing it, you know?
Oh, absolutely, man. And that's why I was saying, like, the stuff that we was doing, it was an experience. And yeah. So like whenever like the Boys and Girls Club people were always talking to me about like, you know, man, we want stuff to be the way y'all got it. You know, what's the secret? To me, the secret is two things. Number one, they respected, you know, the work that they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they respected the staff there, and they knew that the staff was there to help them. Number two, when you have that trust between the staff and the kids, that allows for things like what we were doing, you know, whether you were the talent show or us with just in general, the social emotional learning, that allowed for things to shape. And that's what happened. And we like, okay, they knew. You go upstairs we're going on stage with Mr. Glenn. If you did what you're supposed to do. So the fun is being on stage with Mr. Glenn. The fun is being in the gym. The fun is being in the classroom. The fun is being outside. The fun is not sitting up front. You know, that doesn't do anything for me, and it doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't do anything for them. The fun isn't standing on the fence. The fun isn't standing on the wall. The fun is actually being out there enjoying your friends.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's why I said, like, you know, I really appreciated you doing that because, number one, that meant that I could do whatever I needed to do.
Yeah.
Because I knew you was in there. But number two, every day, those kids would go home and they would either be sad because they had to leave or they would be happy because they had so much fun.
Exactly. And even back when, whenever, even when I did the summer camp thing, we were able to put the PlayStation 2 in one of the old rooms.
PlayStation 2.
Yeah, we had a PlayStation 2 in there.
Nobody's played a PlayStation 2 in like 15 years.
Exactly. But my thing is, no matter what system it was, they still had a blast. They didn't, you know, complain like, oh, this is old. It kind of gives them a chance to, you know, be like, oh, so this is how this was before so and so, you know, and it's crazy to see how even like video games in general has evolved, because those kids weren't around when PlayStation 2 was out.
That's true.
And
very true.
And even some of those games got remastered on the PS3, so they didn't get to play the original version of the game. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even like they had a blast playing NBA Street V3. They didn't know how to play it, but they knew it was a basketball game. So if they took what they learned from like NBA 2Ks and all of that, they're fine. It's a basketball.
Do they still play make PS3s?
I believe you can still order them.
One game I've always wanted to play was NFL Tour and NBA Street Home Court.
Oh, I play Home Court. I don't really like Home Court. And I say that because it's different. I can't really deal with Home Court. But I remember back when the PlayStation Portables were out and they had that NBA Street game for that. I don't know if I like that either. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah. I know what you mean, but I'm glad you did all of it. That was actually, like I said, that was really, really good for them. And it gave them a long lasting memory that they'll never forget. Same for a while. Who knows if they ever will be, but they can always look back at that. That's the most important thing. They can look back at that.
For sure.
They got a book, of course, where they can look back at that. And it's just, I'm glad that it happened. I'm glad that was the experience.
For sure. Well, all right, I'm gonna wrap it up there. We'll pick up where we left off on your podcast sometime soon.
For sure.
And you guys that are watching, make sure you go subscribe and you go crazy on Brad's channel. I'll link it in the description so you guys can check out the podcast that he's been doing. Congratulations on your book, The Green Print.
It's our book.
Our book, for sure.
Yeah, volume 2 is coming soon.
For sure. And I know we'll probably touch on that on your podcast, so I'm not gonna really spoil it, but hey guys, Brad, thank you so much. And guys, this is the podcast that keeps it too sweet, and we are OUT out.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Glenn, I'm out.
All right.